Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Boy Without Instructions, Surviving the Learning Curve of Parenting, A Child with ADHD, is a memoir-guided parenting book by Penny Williams that focuses on the lived experience of raising a child with ADHD. Rather than presenting itself as a clinical manual, it combines personal narrative, emotional honesty, and practical reflection to show how parents often move through grief, guilt, confusion, and gradual acceptance. The book centers on the difficult learning process many families face when standard parenting expectations do not fit a child whose behavior is shaped by ADHD and related challenges. Williams writes as a parent who has lived through that adjustment, which gives the book its distinctive authority and relatability. Its purpose is not to offer a rigid formula, but to validate the emotional reality of ADHD parenting, while also showing how a family can build a more workable, compassionate, and hopeful approach over time. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a memoir that treats ADHD parenting as a lived learning curve. The book is structured around the idea that parenting a child with ADHD is not a simple matter of applying a set of rules. Instead, it follows a learning curve shaped by repeated trial, error, and adaptation. That makes the book different from many ADHD parenting titles that lead with strategies first and emotions second. Williams uses memoir to show how understanding often develops only after a parent has already encountered exhaustion, miscommunication, and disappointment. This matters because it reflects the actual experience of many families, where diagnosis does not instantly create competence. The book, therefore, offers more than sympathy. It frames knowledge as something earned through reflection and persistence. By presenting parenting as an ongoing process rather than a solved problem, it helps readers see why progress can be uneven and why setbacks do not mean failure. That perspective gives the book both practical realism and emotional credibility, especially for parents who feel they are learning under pressure. Secondly, validating grief. Guilt and the emotional shock of diagnosis. A major contribution of the book is its insistence that emotional distress is a normal part of the ADHD parenting journey. Williams does not gloss over grief, guilt, or the feeling that one is failing a child. Instead, she treats those reactions as part of the adaptation process, especially when parents have to abandon earlier expectations about how family life should look. This is important because many parents internalize shame when their discipline methods do not work, or when they feel overwhelmed by their child's behavior. The book gives language to those private struggles without turning them into pathology. That validation is not merely comforting, it is structurally useful, because parents who can name their emotions are better able to respond thoughtfully rather than react defensively. The book also suggests that acceptance begins with admitting that the situation is genuinely hard. That position makes the book valuable for readers who need emotional recognition before they can absorb practical advice or make behavioral changes at home. Thirdly, from control-driven parenting to a more flexible and empathetic approach, the book traces a clear shift in parenting style, moving away from control, anxiety, and helicopter behavior toward a more balanced response to a child with ADHD. This transition is one of its most useful ideas because it shows that many parenting habits are shaped by fear, not just by principle. Williams implies that when a parent feels unprepared, the instinct is often to increase supervision and tighten control. Yet that approach can become counterproductive when a child needs support that is adaptive rather than forceful. The book therefore highlights flexibility as a practical necessity, not a soft ideal. It encourages a parent to move from trying to eliminate unpredictability to managing it with greater patience and realism. This change has implications beyond ADHD alone. It shows how parental confidence often grows when control is replaced by informed responsiveness. The value of this topic is that it does not simply praise gentleness. It explains why a more empathetic stance can improve family functioning when conventional discipline strategies repeatedly fail. Fourthly, a practical companion for parents who need reassurance more than rules. Although the book is not a step-by-step intervention guide, it still has practical value because it helps parents rethink the framework in which they make decisions. Its usefulness comes from perspective rather than prescription. Readers can use Williams's experience to normalize the mismatch between generic parenting advice and the realities of ADHD-related behavior. The book is especially helpful in showing that immediate compliance, consistency in the abstract, and perfectly orderly routines may be unrealistic benchmarks for some families. That is a practical insight, because it prevents parents from measuring themselves against standards that do not fit their child. Instead of offering a narrow toolkit, the book encourages patience, self-compassion, and long-term adjustment. In that sense, it functions as a support text for readers who are already overwhelmed and need to feel steadier before they can evaluate tactics. The book does not replace behavioral or clinical resources, but it can make those resources easier to use by reducing the shame and confusion that often block effective action. Lastly, why the book stands out in the ADHD parenting category? What distinguishes this book from many others in the ADHD parenting field is its combination of candor, memoir form, and emotional specificity. Some books focus primarily on symptom management, school strategies, or diagnostic information. But Williams centers the human cost of parenting through uncertainty and then shows how resilience develops over time. That approach is valuable because it addresses the inner life of the parent, which is often underrepresented in more technical books. The book also avoids presenting transformation as clean or complete. Its credibility comes from acknowledging that confidence is partial, progress is uneven, and family life with ADHD remains demanding even after a parent learns more. This makes the book more realistic than simplistic success narratives. At the same time, it remains hopeful without becoming sentimental, because the hope is grounded in lived experience. For readers comparing ADHD books, that balance between honesty and practical encouragement is the key reason this one remains memorable and useful. In conclusion, Boy Without Instructions is best suited for parents, caregivers, and family members who want a realistic, emotionally honest account of raising a child with ADHD. It will also benefit readers who are already familiar with ADHD basics but need a more grounded understanding of what diagnosis feels like inside the home. The main value of the book is that it validates the emotional turbulence of parenting without reducing the experience to either tragedy or inspirational triumph. Readers can expect reassurance, perspective, and a clearer sense that their difficulties are not unusual. Compared with more clinical ADHD parenting books, this one stands out because it is rooted in lived experience and speaks directly to the grief, guilt, and gradual adjustment that often shape the parent journey. Compared with purely memoir-based parenting books, it remains focused on the realities of ADHD as a daily organizing force in family life. That balance makes it especially useful for readers who need both recognition and a more compassionate framework for moving forward. If you would like to support Penny Williams, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.